I'm Vermont Edition producer Matthew Smith, and I wanted to let you know the podcast you're about to listen to has been edited for clarity and brevity, so we saved you some time to get right to the good stuff. Enjoy.
Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Connor Cyrus. When I woke up this morning, I realized summer is definitely in the rearview mirror. Vermont's hillsides have started to pop with color, and tour buses filled with leaf peepers have started to arrive. But some people may be noticing muted colors in some areas of the state. To help us understand what's happening with the trees this fall and the potential effects of climate change on the foliage, I'm joined now by Ali Kosiba, a licensed forester and assistant professor of forestry at UVM Extension. Ali, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thanks for having me.
So I'm just going to start with the very, very basics for those of us that maybe fell asleep in school, have just forgotten elementary science. Let's just start by talking about what is happening to the trees during foliage and why do the leaves change colors and die every year?
Yeah, it's an amazing phenomenon that happens every year. And, you know, we're talking about deciduous trees here. And that doesn't mean just trees with big, broad leaves like our sugar maple and our white ash, but it also can mean we have one species of tree in Vermont that is a conifer, and it also loses its leaves, its needles every year, and it also turns color. So we see this with trees that lose their leaves in the fall. And what's happening is they're actually breaking down the chlorophyll, which is the green color, the green pigment that is responsible for photosynthesis. And the reason for that is that it's very valuable for the tree. It has lots of nutrients, and it makes sense for it to recycle all the components in that chlorophyll. And as that green pigment gets broken down, often it exposes other pigments that are also part of photosynthesis. So we call those the carotenoids. Those are the yellows and the oranges we see. And then another really cool phenomenon that happens is that some species, some trees, produce a red. So that's those are called anthocyanins. And that's actually produced. It's not in the leaf, but it's produced in the fall. For a number of reasons. And that's why we can see species like red maple, sumac, staghorn sumac turns a brilliant red color in the fall.
And I want to know, what are the factors that go into us having a vibrant fall foliage or a lackluster one? What are the trees responding to?
They're really responding to day length, actually, because that is consistent from year to year. If you think about weather patterns, right now, we're having a fairly cold fall. Last year, we had a very warm fall. And so the trees are, you know, conservative. They don't want to keep their leaves on too late because they could risk those leaves being lost by a cold snap, a frost, even snow. And then they aren't able to recycle the materials in those leaves. And they also don't want to drop their leaves too early because then they miss out on some growing season. And so in general, you know, what we see for healthy trees that aren't stressed by other conditions is that sunny, warm days with cool nights are really a precursor to good, vibrant fall foliage, because those are what stimulate the breakdown of the chlorophyll.
Now, some people are noticing dried up leaves that seem to be dying before they turn a vibrant color. What can cause this?
There's a number of things that can cause this. And we do see this. It means the tree is stressed. So it's, you know, it's choosing to often just get rid of the leaves. You might see early leaf drop in those trees. And so that's often because of really severe drought or an insect defoliation that stressed that tree out. And it doesn't have buildup of sugars. And really the buildup of sugars in the leaf is what stimulates the bright, vibrant colors we see on the landscape. And so that can happen. And, you know, any year we have different conditions. If you think about our state, we have really varied terrain. We have different aspects, different conditions, different trees. And so in any one spot in the state, you could have that situation. We're seeing that sort of in places that were more droughty this summer. And certainly in places where spongy moth defoliation happened. And that's also a unique condition because when those trees had defoliation from spongy moth, what happens is they reflush foliage. So it happens early enough in the season, they'll push out a new set of leaves. But because that's such an energy requirement for the tree, those leaves will be really small. They might not be the right shape. They're usually a little different color. And so the tree isn't able to sort of make up for those losses. And we often see sort of muted colors in those trees.
Now, you touched on this just a little bit, but I want to go into a little bit more detail. Are you seeing any longer term changes that suggest climate change is affecting trees and tree health and ultimately could affect fall foliage?
We're certainly seeing effects of climate change on our trees and forests in Vermont. As far as fall foliage, we're not seeing a big change in the timing yet. And that's because, like I said, trees are responding mostly to day length. And so the secondary, trigger for them is temperature. So they can adjust that on a really cool year. That fall foliage transition will have happen earlier. On a warmer fall, it might extend later. So there is a little bit of flexibility, but we look at long-term data, which the Department of Forest, Parks, and Recreation does collect. They monitor every year at Proctor Maple Research Center in Underhill, Vermont. And they see variability from year to year. Long-term trend so far isn't a huge change in the timing over time. What we could see is that weather events that happen that are changing because of climate change could affect sort of the quality and the length of the duration of fall color. So one example is that we're seeing more precipitation, especially in fall. And this week is a good example. So if we see more rain, more clouds, it can create a muted fall color. It could also extend that fall color a little bit longer and later into the fall.
Now, the million-dollar question is, when can we expect peak season this year? And where and like what parts of the state experience peak season first?
Well, that's the beauty of Vermont. As I mentioned, our topography and our different forest types is you can always find good foliage somewhere. And I would encourage folks to look at some of our other types of species that produce fall color. Some of our ferns turn a beautiful sort of golden color. And of course, I mentioned staghorn sumac, which is a shrub, produces a great color. So it's not just our big iconic species or sugar maples that produce the most color. We have a lot of different plants that go through this process as well. And so, yes, I would say, if fall color isn't advanced where you are, go a little north, go a little higher in elevation. And we can sort of track the changes that are following those patterns. And so this week with rain and cloudiness will probably delay our fall color progression a little bit. But the other thing that happens with rain can sometimes knock down leaves, and we're seeing that now. So there's sort of a trade-off there with the rainy, cloudy weather, just physically knock down the leaves. And if that happens, there's not much we can do about it. So we just, every year is different and exciting, and I encourage folks to get out and enjoy it while it lasts.
And something that I'm curious about is, does the leaf, when we were talking about leaves, do they change the same color every year? And do they produce the same color? And does the same tree produce the same color?
Yes, it's really interesting. So there's kind of a combination, a suite of factors. There's a species. Each species sort of does things a little differently. Red maples are really famous for their bright red color. And, white ash turns kind of a burgundy purple color. So within a species, you can have individual trees that have different expressions of that color too. And that can be due to their individual genetics. Also, if you think about a tree, it's stationary and stuck in its spot. So the conditions around it, the soil, the pH of the soil, the moisture availability can all affect the expression of that color. And then, as I mentioned, we have year-to-year weather changes or stress events, insect defoliations, or things like fungal diseases on leaves that can change sort of how bright or dramatic those colors are.
And then I'm curious what your favorite spot to check out the foliage is. I know you said the high elevations of where people want to go, but there's also other parts of Vermont besides the iconic trees that have foliage. So what's your favorite spot?
I really like the contrast of foliage and water. So finding a lake or a reservoir. I live not too far from the Waterbury Reservoir, and it can be very dramatic, in particular evening. You know, you're getting dusk, you get that low light, and the contrast of the water with the fall foliage is really, you know, it's breathtaking.
And lastly, for our listeners who may want to learn more about the trees and or climate change, do you have a book that you'd recommend for them to learn more?
Yeah, I do have a book. I get this question a lot. And for folks that want a little bit more information, not too technical, but a little bit more to dive into this, I really like this book by Peter Thomas. And he is lives in England. And so it is a little focused on that. But a lot of these principles, they're universal across all of our trees. And it's called Trees, Their Natural History. And it has a great, you know, infographics, not too technical overview of roots, shapes of trees, how trees extract water and nutrients from the soil. So it's a really nice book you can use, pick it up, put it down as you want to learn a little bit more about trees.
Well, certainly something to put on our book list for the fall, especially as we head into fall foliage. I know it's my mom's favorite time of year, so she's really excited. Ali Kasiba, a licensed forester and assistant professor of forestry at UVM Extension, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thanks for having me. Enjoy the foliage, everyone.